Yeah? Is that better? Sorry. Thank you all for coming, and it's lovely to have you here this morning. A special warm welcome if you are a visitor here. After the service, we will have tea, and there might even be biscuits in the lounge. All the notices are in the notice sheet you should have got on your way in. I've been asked to say if there is anybody that would like to help on Saturday for the singles evening, see Bev or Michelle, I think it was. See Bev, Michelle, yeah, or Bev. But yeah, that's just if you wanted to, if you're available and you wanted to help out. But everything else should be in the notice sheet. So yeah, welcome, and we're going to have a good morning this morning. Worshipping God, and then Nathan's going to bring the word. So we're going to start with Splendor of the King. Please feel free, you can sit, you can stand, you can dance, you can clap, you can do whatever. We don't mind.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Cruz. Thank you all for coming. If you want to take your seats. So, does anybody have a birthday? Last week, this week, coming, Ben? I know big girls got a birthday or had your birthday. But you don't want a present, do you? Do you? Sorry? Oh, tomorrow. And yours was yesterday. Yesterday. Do you want to... Are you too big?
Come on.
Come on. She's going to kill her. Look at her face. How old were you? 12. Nearly too big, but not quite. Wish I'd come in here for my birthday. It's nice. Happy birthday to... Is it Abby? Are you Abby? Abby. Ayana, sorry. And to Jan.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Lord, we thank you for birthdays. We thank you for bringing us here, not just on our birthdays, but every day. And you have said, where just two or three people are gathered in your name, then you'll be here. But there's totally more than two or three people here today, so we know you're with us. We thank you for everyone that you've brought here, whether they're on holiday, whether they're visiting, whether this is their usual place of worship. And we thank you. And we pray that you be especially close to those that can't be with us today, whether they're ill, whether they're away, or whether they're just busy, or have fallen away from you a bit and just not coming at the moment. Be with us all this week, whether we're going back to work for the first time, or whether we've been there for all summer. Be with those that are going back to school, college, and uni. Amen. Okay, we're going to have a couple of songs. First one is When the Music Fades, and then the next one is The Battle Belongs. That might be a bit newer, but we're going to give it a go anyway.
the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night, oh God, the battle belongs to you.
Everybody, and next we're going to sing one more before the children go out. Praise. So you might want to get back up, but it is hot. Linda's getting the music. Always someone.
Okay, I'm there. pray. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
In everything.
In everything.
That is bread.
That is bread.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
In everything.
In everything.
That is bread.
Praise the Lord.
People are going out. Is everyone going out? Yeah, everyone up to the age of 18, there's groups ready. If you don't know where you're going because you don't usually come here, follow someone else or grab someone. I am hot. Okay, just while the children are going out and while the parents come back to us, we are going to sing one more song just before Nathan brings us the time of the sermon. Oh, sorry, is that me? Echoey. Just this week, someone said to me, I asked God for flowers and he gave me rain. And that just made me think, sometimes when we ask him for things, he won't give us what it is we've asked for, but he'll give us what it is we need. So just something for us to think about. So now we're going to sing, before Nathan brings the sermon, Spirit of the Sovereign Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that over 2,000 years ago, you sent your Son into this world. He came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to set those who were captive and to give them freedom and to give them liberty. And we pray, Lord, for anyone here this morning who is brokenhearted, for anyone who is suffering and to the struggles of life, for those who are going through a season of bereavement. We lift up Cresta, Clara, and Lord, the entire family at this time as they're bereaving the loss of their mum. We ask, Heavenly Father, that Jesus Christ would be the healer now to heal the brokenhearted and to give peace that surpasses all understanding. And we pray for anyone else within our family, but also within our community, in this nation, around the world, those who are suffering, for those who are persecuted. We ask that you would heal and that you would set free and that you would bring peace. We thank you that you are here now through your Holy Spirit. And we pray as we come to feast on your holy word, that you would speak and minister to each and every one of us now. Lord, we all have varied needs, but we thank you that you are the great God who is able to supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory. So would you use me as your mouthpiece now? I am just a mere servant, but if you would fill me with your Holy Spirit, that I may be able to preach boldly and declare your word without fear and without favor. And Lord, as we leave this place shortly, we pray humbly that we would leave knowing more of you, inspired and charged and challenged to continue to live for you and to run this Christian race and to glorify you with everything that we do. We thank you that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and may you speak to us now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, worship team. And good morning, church. Good to see you all this morning. And we are continuing our sermon series that we started 2 weeks ago now, entitled The Jesus Life. And 2 weeks ago, we looked at one particular quality of Jesus there in Matthew chapter 4. And we learned from him in that short passage in Matthew chapter 4 that Jesus was very approachable. And we were inspired and challenged that we too as believers are called to be approachable. Well, this week we're going to look at another quality of Jesus, and we're going to see that not only are we called as Christians to be approachable just like Jesus, but we're also called to be influencers like Jesus. Can the church say influencers? Influencers. So we're going to look at this morning. Matthew chapter 5. And I'm reading from the Message this morning. I'm sorry, team at the back, I forgot to say Message. So it may... You can do it? Amen. I'm a nuisance to the team at the back there. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 13. Thank you. And it reads like this. Let me tell you why you are here. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. And now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, here's what I want you to do. Shine. Shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, the generous Father in heaven. Amen. Verse 13, just read that again, says, let me tell you why you are here, Christians. Those of you who belong to this gospel called the Way, those of you who are children of God, let me tell you why you're here. You are here to be salt seasoning. In the King James Version, it says, you are the salt of the earth. Amen. I'm going to speak today from this question. Are you an influencer for Jesus? Can you say that with me? Are you an influencer for Jesus? Throughout the world, church, we have become familiar with various types of addictions. Addictions that have caused perhaps a negative impact on the human race. A negative impact from an emotional, psychological, a physical, and even from a spiritual point of view, addictions we know can be devastating. And we have become familiar as humans with addictions such as alcohol addictions, where it's estimated at least 2.6 million deaths around the world each year are caused by an overindulgence and an over misuse of alcohol. We're familiar with alcohol addictions. We're also familiar as humans with smoking addictions, such as tobacco use. It's reported that about 1.3 billion people around the world regularly use tobacco. As humans, we're also familiar with cannabis addictions. Some of us, we know it as weed or kush, I think some of the young people call it now. With at least, in the United States alone, 52.5 million users of cannabis in that country alone. As humans, we're also used to gambling addictions and pornography addictions and food addictions and even shopping addictions, also known as compulsive buying disorder. Some of us have become over-reliant on Amazon Prime. Like me and my wife, we have become accustomed to those packages arriving on a regular basis. However, church, there is another addiction that has become more prevalent, perhaps in the last decade. And that is an overuse and indulgence and even, yes, an addiction to our smartphones. Now, before I go any further, I'm going to play just a very short clip here that's going to give us some further insight to this addiction with our smartphones. Over to the team.
Paul, have you got the verbal sing clip lined up?
Yeah, sure, I hope. Ready in a minute. Cheers.
What's the matter?
Buffering.
Oh yeah, come on, try it over here. Got a better signal.
Hey, you got your Bible?
What would the impact of the world be and look like if we were to treat the Bible like we treat our smartphones? Over the past 10 years, even a little bit more than that, we have become familiar with our smartphones to the point where we have become over-reliant. And as you saw on that little clip, we oftentimes treat our smartphones just like the man there was using his Bible. First thing in the morning, first thing we reach for is not the Bible or for prayer, but for many it's, where's my smartphone? I've got to check my social media. I've got to check what's on Instagram. I've got to check what's on X, Twitter. I've got to check what's on Facebook. And even to the point of driving our cars, there are now laws in place to prohibit and to protect against drivers, because even when driving the car, there is a tendency and a temptation to check the phone. And as a result, church, of our overindulgence and reliance on our smartphones and on social media, there is now a new popular trend of what is called content creators or social media influencers.
That theme on this addiction, that theme on this over-reliance on smartphones and social media. The content creators and influencers and on the millions, even billions around the world, of those who own smartphones and those who are checking their phones on a regular basis, they feed and thrive to create content so that people will follow what they are saying, subscribe to what they are saying, like what they are producing, and ultimately that they will subscribe to their content. And now even over the past decade, lucrative careers, church, are now made possible for content creators and what they now call social media influencers, whose full-time function and role is to influence followers, to influence subscribers, to influence people to like their content, to subscribe to their content, and even, here it is, share their content. Now let me say here, church, that there is nothing wrong, per se, with social media. There's nothing wrong in people wanting to make a living out of using social media to fund their lifestyle. But I do believe, number one, the problem here in your sermon notes is that people can be influenced by unhealthy sources. I am yet to see over the course of my life, church, maybe I'm wrong, but I am yet to see billboards around Sittingbourne, billboards around London and across the towns and cities in this country. I have yet to see posters around this country that promote broccoli. That promote turnips. Have you ever seen a promotion of celery sticks? But what you do see on a regular basis, sir, is you will see right before our eyes, McDonald's, KFC, Pizza Hut, fast food is right before our very eyes on a daily basis. There's nothing wrong with it, but we though, even from a physical perspective, an over indulgence in fast food can lead us to an unhealthy lifestyle. And so with a natural indulgence in the spiritual, because we have to be careful, church, that the world that we live in does not become so consumed and over-reliant on a spiritual fast food diet.
Better? Amen. So the problem is that the world can be influenced by unhealthy sources. And if the world is only looking to influencers and inspired by unhealthy sources that people will feed on, we will become, the world will become spiritually unhealthy. And Jesus uses the example and the illustration of salt. Salt that is used for seasoning. Salt that is used to preserve food. And he says, in reference to his believers, he says, if the salt were to lose its saltiness, then it will no longer be fit for purpose. It would no longer have the influence that will be able to be effective in the world. Now, when we look at pure salt, church, pure salt, or what's called sodium chloride, it's a very, very stable compound. It doesn't easily break down. It doesn't very easily lose its flavor or its taste under normal conditions. However, done some research, and I found out that if salt is contaminated, if salt is contaminated by other minerals and other substances, and also if salt is diluted by large quantities of water, then through contamination and also through dilution, then salt will lose its flavor and its power. And if we're not careful, church, even as the church of the Lord Jesus, and even as Christians, if we are not careful, we will allow the influence of the world, the influence of the present, current day context and culture, to dilute and contaminate even the very word of God. We've got to be very careful as salt bearers, as people of the way, that we are not, as the Bible says, to be of the world. Although we are in the world, we are not called just to be of the world. Paul says that we're not to be conformed to the spirit of this world. God has called us to preserve our function, to preserve our influence, so that we stand out in the world and we offer the world a different alternative way of living. But the challenge is as Christians, sometimes, just like the salt, we can become diluted. We can become contaminated. And Jesus says, if you become contaminated and if you become diluted, then the salt will lose its influence. But I believe the mission for us in this modern generation is not just to fit in with the crowd. But Jesus has called us even today, even in our modern day way of living, Jesus has called us to preserve and to be the salt of this earth. so that we stand out and let the world know there is another way. There is the only way. And the way is not through the influences of this world. Even some of them that are doing a good job, and there's nothing wrong with some of the things that they're saying, but we have to be careful as Christians and as the church that we let the world know that Jesus is the way. But we're not to become contaminated. We're not to become diluted. And Jesus makes the statement that if you do become contaminated, if the salt were to lose its seasoning and its flavor, then he says it's useless, not fit for purpose. And how sad would it be if the church is open but is useless? How sad would it be if there are services during the week, services on the weekend, but useless? Jesus doesn't want the church to be useless, but Jesus wants us to have power and influence, to let this world know that there is another way, and the way is Jesus Christ. Amen? So just as salt has the power to preserve food and enhance its flavor, salt also has the ability to impact the world. The salt of our faith, the salt and the fruit of our lives, has the power and ability to influence others. As Paul says, if you follow me as I follow Christ, we have the ability by being and through being the salt of the earth to change the atmosphere. And although there's so much darkness out there, if the church will rise up and be the salt of the earth, then I believe this world can be a better place. Amen? But here's the solution, my penultimate point. Not only should we be careful to promote unhealthy sources, but secondly, don't hide the light. Let it shine. Say that with me. Don't hide the light. Let it shine. Imagine going camping to a very remote location. And as you were packing your bag, you ensured to pack a torchlight so that you would be able to see in the night. It would be nonsensical. It would be foolish, church, to hide that source of light and keep it in your bag in the middle of the night when you need it. It would be nonsensical that when the darkness comes, that you go wandering in the dark and you're not able to see, knowing that you have your light that you packed that's in your bag. And Jesus used this very same illustration to his disciples and to the crowd. He says, I don't want you, now that you've been exposed to the light, I don't want you to hide your light. One of the things about social media influencers today, we can learn from their boldness. They are proud to let the world know about their content. We've become familiar now with like, share, and subscribe. Every video, they want you to know, like, share, and subscribe. Share what we have to say. Like what we have to say. Subscribe to what we have created. Why? Because they are proud with the content that they have created. No good social media influencer will create content and never share it. They want the world to know what they have created. And it's the same thing here with the gospel of Jesus Christ. God has created salvation through his Son. And he wants his church to share what he has created. But the challenge is for us as Christians, sometimes we're not as bold to share what God has created. Sometimes there's a temptation and a tendency to keep the light to ourselves, to bottle up our testimony and to put it in the fridge. But Jesus does not want us to bottle up our testimonies. It's no good being in a bottle and being on a shelf, but God wants us to share it with the world. Now we've got to get past, even today I believe there's a tendency that we think evangelism is only for those who are called to be evangelists, or those who serve on the evangelism committee. But every one of us has to give an account and an answer to the hope that we have within us through Jesus Christ. That means if you belong to Christ and you have a testimony of Jesus Christ, then you can let your light shine in this world. And you may never preach behind a pulpit, you may never create a podcast, but you can let your light shine wherever you go. That the world will see your good works and they will glorify the Father which is in heaven. So don't hide your light. Don't put it under a bucket. Don't hide it in your bag. But wherever you go, shine your light. And don't just shine it on Sundays. Sundays is the day to shine my light. And I'm going to get dressed up in my Sunday best. And I'm going to shine for Jesus. There's a phrase we use, preaching to the choir. We have to be careful that we don't just preach to the converted on Sundays. But the real mission field and real ministry is not even on a Sunday, but real ministry is Monday through Saturday. Real ministry is at work. Real ministry is when you're out with your friends and your unsaved colleagues and your unsaved family members. That is real ministry. That is when we need the light of the gospel to shine through us so that we can influence the lost. Amen? So Jesus says, I love the way Eugene Peterson puts it in the Message, you are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. Isn't that beautiful? We've got to let the world know and see the light and the love of Jesus. But finally, here's my final point this morning. Here's the celebration. The influence of Christians can cause the world to become more like Jesus. I want to say it again. The influence of Christians can cause the world to become more like Jesus. I've been blessed recently to watch on social media, and some of us, I know some of our young adults have been familiar with this young man and his friend named Ollie, and they put videos on social media, and they take to the streets of Brighton and even Croydon in London, and they preach the gospel, be bold and passionate about proclaiming the good news of Jesus. And one of the videos that really blessed me, there was a group of young kids, some young boys, and they had come and they videoed, and they said that, Ollie, we've been watching you on TikTok. And they all started shouting, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I thought, isn't that amazing? Young boys, when I was their age, it was all about going to the park and playing football. But now here are some young kids watching on TikTok about Jesus, hearing the good news of Jesus. And they were inspired to go out and meet those that were preaching and proclaiming the gospel. And they said, we've been watching you. We've heard what you had to say about Jesus. And we're proud and bold to say along with you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I believe that is the influence that Christ wants us to share with our community, even in Sittingbourne. That the church will not just be an old building on a high street, that people pass by day after day and look at an old antiquated building, but that people will see real, genuine lives that have been changed and transformed by Jesus. And they too, like the woman at the well, will be inspired by our testimony, and they will say, we want to see Jesus. Just like you, we want to hear from Jesus. So Jesus says in closing, now that I've put you on a hilltop, now that I've put you on a light stand, I want you to shine. And if you shine as my child, if you shine, your influence, through your influence of being the salt of the earth and the light of the world, then you will allow even your town and your city, and wherever you go, your sphere of influence will be able to become more like Jesus. Don't we long and pray, church, for this town to become more like Jesus? What would this town look like if it becomes more like Jesus? What would this society look like if it becomes more like Jesus? We are called not just to have church on Sunday, praise the Lord, and go home. But we are called, Jesus says, to be the salt of the earth. That means we're called to season the earth and to preserve. What do we preserve, Nathan? The Word of God. We don't want any dilution, any contamination. But just as the Word has been given to us, He wants us to share it with this world. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word. And Lord, we do confess that whether it's an overindulgence in social media or an overindulgence in whatever it may be, we can all fall guilty at times of becoming over-reliant on unhealthy sources. Lord, we pray that You would forgive us, cleanse us from unrighteousness, and whatever the addiction may be, we pray, God, that You would just minister to those areas, so that, Lord, the influence of those things can be gone, and so that we can allow the light of Your love and Your gospel to shine through us, so that our testimony will not be diluted or contaminated, but that we will be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Lord, I believe You are raising up Christian influencers, whether on social media or not, to be the light that shines in the darkness, so that the world can become more like Jesus Christ. And finally, we pray for our community. We thank You that You have called us as a church family for nearly 160 years, that we can be the salt of this community, and we can be the light of this community. We pray, Lord, that our influence would remain, that we would not, Lord, become outdated and antiquated, and that we will lose our relevance. But we pray that we will continue, Lord, to be relevant to this current generation, because Your Word never changes, and Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So allow us to shine for You, shine bright every single day, not just Sundays, so that the world can know the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Our young people are going to rejoin us in a moment. We're going to close out in prayer for all of our children, all of our young people, and also all of our staff of schools. If you work in a school, if you're part of a school staff, teachers or other staff in school, please do come and join us on the stage. We're going to pray for you now in closing. This is the eve of our students going back to school this week. Some of the parents here say hallelujah. Back to school. It's been nice not having so much traffic in the mornings, hasn't it? Well, just about, to be honest. There's no difference anymore in Sittingbourne. But we're going to pray God's blessing and protection and peace over all of our children, all of our young people, and all of our school staff. While they're coming back, worship team, come back and join me. Let's sing as the children are. Oh, there they are. Come on, young people, come on. Amen. Adults as well, if you work in a school education system, please do come and join us on the stage. We're going to pray for you as well. This is going to be a year that we want the Lord to bless, this academic school year. We know some of our young adults have already gone back to university as well. Some are going back to university and college. We want to pray. Come on, young. Come on up stage. Come on, get close. Come on, we don't bite. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on the stage. Amen. Where's the roaming mic? Can I get the roaming mic? Praise God. Now, young people, I want to just tell us your school name or your college name. Just tell everyone your school name, your college name, and also what year. What's your school year? What year are you going back into this September, okay?
Westlands, and I'm going to year 8.
Westlands going to year 8. Amen. Teachers as well, tell us your school.
The Oaks Infant School.
The Oaks Infant.
Tanstall Church of England.
Westlands year 9.
Westlands.
Alston Manor year 10.
Heisted year 9.
Heisted.
Heisted year 9.
Westlands year 11.
Westlands.
Heisted year 11.
Heisted.
Sittingbourne School year 11.
Sittingbourne School.
Simon Langton Girls year 11.
What was that again? Simon Langton. Langton. Ah.
Canterbury.
Canterbury now.
Borden Grammar School, year 10.
Borden.
Borden, year 13.
Borden, year 9.
Mid Kent College.
Mid Kent College.
Heisted, sir.
Heisted.
Westlands, year 9.
Westlands.
Westlands. Teacher at Westlands.
So hold on a minute. So we've got teachers from Westlands and students.
Yes.
So you guys really have to behave, don't you?
Westlands.
Westlands.
Rainamar Grammar School.
I work at both Westlands and the Sittingbourne School.
Wow. So we need to get a Bible study going with you guys at some of it. Get a house group going at Westlands or something. Love it. All right. Well, we're going to pray for all of these dear ones. And we're going to pray God's blessing. Last year we prayed and we didn't have any reports of any craziness going on. And we had a good, successful year. And we're going to pray that the Lord will really bless this year for both the students and the staff as well. Our youth pastor, Ricky, is going to lead us in a prayer. And we're just going to pray God's blessing over this academic year. Come on, Ricky.
Amen. Father, we just thank you so much, Lord, for our youth, Lord, and the students, Lord, and our teachers, Father God.
Yes.
And we just thank you for their lives, Lord Jesus, and we just pray, Lord, that this year, Father God, that everything they want to achieve, Lord, will be done
yes.
in Jesus' name. That, Father God, they will just keep looking to you, Father God, for wisdom. They will look to you, Father God, for guidance in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you for them, Lord. We know how tough it is in school, Lord, for teachers and for students.
Yes.
Lord, let them know, as we just learnt downstairs, Lord, that you are with them and you will yes. never leave them. You will never forsake them.
Yes, Lord.
They let them be encouraged to know that their God is with them every step of the way.
Mm.
Every part of their journey, he is there with them.
Yes.
Guiding them. And, Father, we just thank you for them, Lord. So we just pray blessing over every single one of them.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Well, let's clap our hands onto the Lord. Amen.
I just want to bring Lewis down.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're also, Amen. We're going to pray for a young man, Lewis. Come and join us, Lewis. Lewis, one of our young adults, he's getting ready to go off into the army. And we're going to pray for him. I believe he's going to Warminster, is it, to do his training. So we're going to pray for Lewis as he comes.
It's his last Sunday today as well. Right, there he is.
Amen. Let's pray for him.
Hallelujah.
Let's read it.
Father, we just thank you so much for Lewis as well, Lord. And Lord, more than anything, we just pray for his protection.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name. Lord, everything that he wants to achieve in the army, Lord,
yes,
he will do it, Lord Jesus. And then he will go far and beyond his own imagination, Lord, of what he wants to achieve, Lord.
Yes,
you will take him to heights that he never even dreamed he could go to, Lord, with your guidance, Lord, and with your love and with your grace, Lord. Let it follow him the whole way of this journey, Lord. We pray for his family, Lord, as well as
yes,
they
God.
Release him into the army, Lord Jesus. I know it's going to be a tough time for them as well, Lord. But let them know, Father God, that you are with them as well, Lord. And let your peace that surpasses all understanding to reign in his heart, Lord, in his mind, Lord, and in his family's hearts and minds, Lord Jesus. Lord, we know what a task, Lord, it is to go out into the army and what bravery it takes, Lord, to take that step. But Lord, we just thank you for this man, Lord. We just thank you so much for him, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God.
And just as we said before, be encouraged and know that your God is with you every step of the way. Wherever you face, wherever you fear, wherever
yes,
you
God.
See, know your God
Hallelujah.
Is right beside you, with you, and he is for you. And if he is for you, nothing can be against you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless you, man. All right, I'm going to close out with a benediction, then the team will sing us out in our last song as we leave. But just a reminder for those that are going to be part of the baptismal class, we're going to start in about 20 minutes or so here in the sanctuary, so please do join us. And if there's anyone else that wants to join us, if you're thinking about baptism, feel free to join us in about 20 minutes or so after. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go out and be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen.